Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th Legislative District in Northumberland and Snyder Counties. Representative Culver, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the big news in Harrisburg is that the House and Senate have taken action on legislation to solve Pennsylvania's budget crisis and find a way to fill the holes created in the state budget by the governor's vetoes late last year. What's going on here?
This week we passed a supplemental budget to complete the 2015-16 budget and frankly keep schools open. The House and Senate this week moved the legislation to the governor's desk to fund items that were cut by the governor as part of his December 29th line item veto, all without the broad tax-based increases that the governor continues to call for. The funding will be targeted to schools, universities, hospitals, child advocacy centers, and agriculture programs that were all unfairly and unnecessarily cut by the governor. Legislation includes supplemental budget bills along with increased funding for state-related universities. Specifically, House Bill 1801 restores more than $3 billion in funding for basic education vetoed by the governor. The total state investment in basic education increases by $200 million over last year to a record funding level of $5.93 billion. The restoration of the funding also ensures that rural hospitals, burn centers, and other specialty care programs can continue serving patients and that vital agriculture research, extension, and 4-H programs will not be forced to shut down.
And of course, as we get into spring here, drivers on Pennsylvania highways are starting to notice that there's been a lot of damage over the winter, and I understand that there is a way that they can get in touch with PennDOT and let them know what's going on.
Yeah, there is. Damage from this winter's freeze and thaw cycle has led to a bumper crop of potholes on roadways around the Commonwealth. But the good news is you can report these potholes, and motorists need to call PennDOT's pothole hotline at 1-800-FIX-ROAD. Callers should be as specific as possible when reporting pothole locations. When reporting about state routes, callers must provide the county, municipality, street name, or preferably the state route number posted along state roadways. When possible, callers should also offer a description of any familiar landmarks that will help PennDOT find the problem area. The hotline may also be used to report maintenance concerns or other than potholes, such as deer removal or signage issues. Once notified, PennDOT will work to quickly address concerns when weather permits. Remember, to report potholes on local roads, you will need to contact the municipality in which the pothole is located. But if you are on a state-maintained road, call PennDOT's pothole hotline at 1-800-FIX-ROAD or 1-800-349-7623.
Also, as we get into the spring here, it's soon fishing season in Pennsylvania, and I understand that there is a new way that anglers can find out the best places to fish and where the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission has stocked trout. What's going on here?
That's right. You can join more than the 33,000 anglers statewide using the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission's free mobile app. The app was launched a year ago and shows anglers which waters have been stocked with trout and provides driving directions using a phone's GPS coordinates. In addition to the information, the app also allows anglers to post photos to share by email, text, or social media. The Fish Boat PA app is available free on both Google's Play Store and Apple's App Store.
Representative Culver, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver.